Coming up March 30th, it's the second annual Recovery's Got Talent, being sponsored by the Northern Shenandoah Valley Substance Abuse Coalition. The tryouts are coming up on March 23rd. Here to tell us about it, we have the dynamic trio. We have Lauren Cummings, Kim Shoup, and Melissa Elliott. Lauren, good morning. I'm going to start with you. You're the executive director of the Northern Shenandoah Valley Substance Abuse Coalition that's sponsoring this. A word about the work of the coalition and then the mission behind the talent show.
Absolutely, Barry. Well, the Northern Shenandoah Valley Substance Abuse Coalition is a nonprofit organization that formed in 2014 in our community to address the increase that we were seeing in the heroin and opioid overdoses in our area. This event is really highlighting the individuals in our community who are in recovery. You know, every day, just as we are hearing that individuals across our community and our nation are overdosing, there are people who are recovering, and we are highlighting them during this event. It is our second annual Recovery's Got Talent event. Last year, it was so much fun, and I have to tell you, Recovery's Got Talent.
Excellent. Now, the co-chairs of the Recovery's Got Talent show are Kim Shoup and Melissa Elliott. Melissa, tell us about the tryouts coming up on the 23rd, and who's eligible, and what do they need to be prepared for?
Basically, we're leaving it open to anyone that's in any form of recovery, and what they need to be prepared for at the audition is they bring their music, their instrument, they bring a bio about what kind of journey they've been through in life and their recovery, and we introduce them, we let them perform, and this year, I hate to say it, but we may actually have to have eliminations because we have so many people that want to be a part of this event.
That's awesome. And not only bragging rights, but some cash at stake too, right?
Oh, yes. First prize is $100 and a really flashy trophy. And second prize is $50. Third prize is $25. And we also, in addition to those top prizes, we offer a People's Choice Award. It's $1 a vote. Anybody that's here can vote for the person of their choice. And the person at the end of the night with the most votes ends up winning our People's Choice.
All right. Now, the tryouts on the 23rd, then your live show is coming up on March the 30th. And where will that be?
We're going to be at the Conference Center at the Winchester Medical Center. We're going to open the doors up at 6 o'clock. The competition will start at 7.
Melissa, before I let you go, for those that want to try out, they need to pre-register. And how do they do this?
If they go to roadtorecovery.info, if they submit their info and their interest in being part of the competition, that info will get passed on to me. I need their phone number, their email address, and I will forward them instructions before the event.
Kim Shoup is the other co-chair. And Kim, this competition, this is something that is very, very special to you. And if you'd share that with us.
It is very special to me. I'm actually in recovery myself. I suffer with addiction, and I have several family members that are addicts, and then I just recently lost my little brother in active addiction to a heroin overdose.
Wow, wow. What is this competition? What does it mean to you and to others who are in recovery to come out together and perform like this?
Well, the thing about addiction is what we do when we're in active addiction is isolate. And this is an opportunity for addicts to get around other addicts and see that they are not alone and they are not unique. And it's also an opportunity for any folks with mental illness, whether it be depression, bipolar, and to hopefully lift the stigma that we're not all a bunch of criminals.
Amen.
You know, waiting to take stuff from people.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, and best of luck on your journey. And thanks for putting this show together. It's the second annual Recovery's Got Talent. For all the information to get signed up for the auditions or just information on coming out to the show, log on to roadtorecovery.info. My thanks to Lauren Cummings, to Kim Shoup, and Melissa Elliott. Thanks for being with us on the Community Corner.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.